they had finally decided the emissaries of other combatants had better vote, for it would look better on the record. The conference was then unanimous.
By conference law,
Faljapan then said,
mention must be made of personal violence used against the then emissary, Lord Schleem.
Lord Voraz touched Johnny's knee.
This is you.
One designated as Jolly Good Boy Tyler was seen to throw a cane or scepter at the said Lord Schleem, striking him. It is the wish of this conference to exonerate the said Tyler. Do you so vote?
They voted to do so, and Schleem really spat.
Now comes the nice part,
whispered Lord Voraz.
In accordance with Clause 103, which covers services in protecting and saving the lives of conference members, for predetermining the intentions of the said Schleem, and for disarming him so that his attack was to no avail, one designated as Johnny Goodboy Tyler is hereby vested with the Order of the Crimson Sash. Is this the wish of the conference?
There was a spatter of applause, a buzz of comment. Lord Voraz whispered,
the Empress Beers of the Chatoverians created that order 83,268 years ago when an attendant saved the life of her lover at a conference. Someone tried to assassinate him and the attendant prevented it, but got a superficial knife slash in the process. Hence, Crimson Sash.
He whisked from his pocket a little book which expanded, and he looked up something.
It entitles you to be addressed as Lord, and it carries with it a pension of 2,000 credits a year. We manage the trust fund for it. I must make a note.
They were still applauding a bit, and Lord Browl indicated Johnny should stand up and bow. Johnny thought, sourly, he'd put the sash on Windsplitter. He didn't want their honors. He sat down. They sure were taking a long time to get around to reparations. Ah, here they were. Faljapan was unreeling a long roll of paper with figures on it.
It has also been found that the dignities of the emissaries and their planets have been offended by the unseemly attack or attempted attack upon them by the said Schleem. A fine and reparation in the sum of 1 trillion galactic credits is hereby levied upon the planet Tolnep by the conference.
Faljapan rattled through the papers.
The emissaries who had ships in the skies at the time of this incident are not to be included as recipients in this indemnity because of a witting or unwitting taint of conspiracy. The sum, as already discussed in previous deliberations, shall be allocated to emissaries in accordance with populations they represent.
He rattled off a lot of figures.
Does the conference so agree?
They corrected a couple of calculations.
Earth,
Johnny whispered to Lord Voraz,
is getting almost nothing.
Some of these emissaries have populations of hundreds of billions.
Lord Voraz whispered back.
The Chatoverians have almost 39 trillion beings on their 700 planets. What have you got here? 33,000.
The emissaries accepted the amended figures. Johnny held his breath. Were damages to Earth going to enter in here?
Any and all financial arrangements to be made in accordance with the practices of the Galactic Bank,
said Faljapan. He didn't ask for any agreement on that. Lord Voraz simply nodded.